When yelling at you,
you just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So there you heard it for yourself. At the beach yesterday, the big story was how the Blue Angels in their arrival and circle maneuvers managed to get just a little closer to the crowd than I think anybody has ever seen before. So that was kind of how it happened from somebody who, you know, from a video of people who were at the event. Of course, Channel 3 covering the event. They had pretty good interviews with people at the site. But the news coverage on this is the most fascinating part so far, aside from the thing itself, which is amazing. Bob Zilarsky last night, 10 o'clock. Here's the full report. And you'll understand why I'm doing it this way in just a second.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. Red, White, and Blues Week kicked off with a bang this morning, and beachgoers on Pensacola Beach got a big surprise when an extra low flyover caught many of them off guard. During the Blue Angels performance, the number three jet performed a high speed pass along the shore. Normally, the jets stay over the water for a pass like that. This one flew right over the crowd, gathered on the sand, and much lower than usual. The wake from the jet sent chairs and tents and umbrellas tumbling. It thrilled many people in the crowd, but it may have violated FAA rules.
I've been coming for 10 years, and I've never seen a pass like that in my life. I literally thought we were going to be taken out by the Blue Angels, but it was amazing. That's exactly how I want to go if it happens.
Now, according to FAA rules, all Blue Angel flights have to stay 500 feet above spectators, buildings, roads, and vehicles, unless they have a special waiver. That must be approved by the Flight Standards District Office Inspector in charge for the air show. The Blue Angels released a statement about the low pass this afternoon. They say safety is their highest priority, and team leadership is now reviewing the circumstances surrounding the maneuver. The Blues say they will conduct a thorough safety review to ensure all operations met FAA and Navy safety standards. We've got the full statement for you posted at WEARTV.com.
That's a great report. I mean, that's a full, comprehensive report. You told the story accurately. You reported that it seems likely to have violated the FAA regulations for the height. You showed audio, or you showed the incident. You got a report from a woman who was there who said, "I thought we was going to die, but I love it. That's why I want to go out." You know, like, it's great. That's great. Okay. And then you say, well, you know, how could anybody do this in any different way? Let me take you to ABC, which is the network that WEAR is a news affiliate of. Now, WEAR is Sinclair, okay, and Sinclair owns the station here, but they take their national news from ABC. That's why, for example, during the day they have The View, which is an ABC product, and at night they have, you know, ABC products, obviously, you know, prime time, and then their news. They get, for, you know, 30 minutes a day, they get the ABC News Tonight, World News Tonight with David Muir. And well, that they had a little different take on this. So I kind of want to play you the whole intro because Let me start with this. This was how they teased the, you know how news programs will do like an intro block of teasers for the stories that are going to be coming up in the show that night. And it's always meant to be, you know, coming up later, 14 people's lives are endangered. Coming up after that, we're going to show you how a woman got cancer from petting her cat. Coming up after that, you know, it's just, it's, how can you turn whatever the incidents of the day were into the most dramatic, over the top, extra hyped, emotional, like a three-ring circus ringleader? Listen later, ladies and gentlemen, as we reveal how your children might be stealing the future of Redwoods right under your nose. It's just, when I used to work in Phoenix, we had a station there that was notoriously terrible for this. And I would actually record their teases every day, and it wasn't every day they were terrible. But, I mean, I actually have one that I recorded. The killer in your driveway. Details at 10. You know, like, it's just, it's so absurd. Okay, so that's what actually happened yesterday. How did, you know, ABC World News, not to be confused with WEAR Local, even though it was seen on the same station.
Too close for comfort. The images just in tonight, dramatic video showing a low altitude flyover by the famous Blue Angels just above a crowded beach. People screaming, umbrellas, tents, and chairs sent flying.
People screaming, umbrellas and chairs sent flying. What was the first word he uses?
Too close for comfort.
Too close for comfort. Okay, and that was in the context of, and I kind of, like I said, don't really, but I don't really watch the national news shows unless there's something that I think is particularly interesting or there's a local angle on it. I mean, I record them because you never know what you're going to need as you're harvesting your material for the show. But this whole intro is so, it's everything that I tell people not to do when they do the news. And here's David Muir doing it for, I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's 2 minutes straight of that breathless tonight. We've got the details coming up. And it, anyway, here, you listen for yourself.
Tonight, the breaking news right now. Dangerous smoke from Canadian wildfires filling the skies across the U.S. The Midwest right into the Northeast at this hour. Hundreds of fires burning
tonight,
in Canada.
Right now, this hour.
Air quality alerts tonight. The storms in New York City. Bridge traffic disappearing into the haze in Michigan. Authorities reducing speeds to 20 miles an hour. Niagara Falls in an orange glow. Stunning video tonight showing a freight train surrounded by flames.
Is it tonight?
The crew calling for help.
Right now.
Also breaking tonight.
Breaking at this moment.
Playing out right now. More than a foot of rain falling, roads washed out.
Over and over and over. I mean, imagine going on a date with somebody who talked like this. Tonight, we're going to order the crab legs. And then after that, right now, the waiter's going to come and ask you if you want a refill. And then right after that, I want you to take your napkin and put it in your lap. And then after that, dramatic moments where the flames shoot up from the Cherry's Jubilee. You know, like, it's just, who talks like this? Were you born in 1930? This is ancient, terrible, bad, awful news reporting. Okay, so, but that's just the tease. Then when you actually got to the ABC World News Tonight story, oh boy. here goes. Okay, now you heard the Channel 3 report. Channel 3 is feeding them some of their material, right? Okay, so they have a little bit of what Channel 3 sent. I'm going to give this a minute, okay? This was the way that the ABC News reported this last night. After all, you'd seen this on social media. You'd seen that nobody got hurt. Well, one kid, I guess, got a, you know, his knee scraped up by a chair that hit him. Okay, so that was in the interviews that they did. It was, I don't know that that got on the air with Channel 3, but it was on their YouTube version of it online. Anyway, here's the way that ABC World News Tonight covered this nearly deadly incident with the Blue Angels yesterday.
Not of that terrifying flyover for
terrifying. All right, keep going.
Not of that terrifying flyover for many. Dramatic video tonight showing a low altitude flyover by the famous Blue Angels just above the beach in Pensacola, Florida. People could be heard screaming, umbrellas, tents, beach chairs, all sent flying. Here's Gio Benitez.
This is the shocking moment a Navy Blue Angel fighter jet flies just feet over a packed Pensacola beach during an air show this morning.
Just feet. Well, I don't know, just 3 feet? Just 100 feet? Just feet. They're screaming or squealing in delight. You know, you can describe it a different way, right?
Jet dangerously low.
I've been coming for 10 years, and I've never seen a pass like that in my life.
Watch again.
Okay, by the way, you catch that was the snippet that they used, right? And then you remember how that woman described it in the slightly longer version that they had on Channel 3?
Yeah, I've been coming for 10 years, and I've never seen a pass like that in my life. I literally thought we were going to be taken out by the Blue Angels, but it was amazing. That's exactly how I want to go if it happens.
The only thing that kept them from including the slightly longer bit about we thought we were going to be taken out the Blue Angels was because they would have had to include the last part because of the sound of it, where she's like, "I was awesome, I'm doing it again in a second," which everybody would. All right, sorry. I interrupted my own storytelling. Here's back to the full one-minute report.
Jet dangerously low.
I've been coming for 10 years, and I've never seen a pass like that in my life.
Watch again. One Blue Angel jet flies right above the water, and seconds later, a second jet roaring over a stunned craft.
Yeah, the one over the water, I mean, of course, they're all doing that.
The incident coming just days after the military suspended 8 Apache helicopter pilots for this flyover on a South Carolina beach. But just days later, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth reversing the punishment. We've reached out to the Navy about today's flyover, but we're still waiting to hear back.
Really? Your affiliate had their report?
And David, beach flyovers by the Blue Angels in Pensacola are actually routine. They do it around air shows, but this one was extremely low, and that is very unusual, David.
Gio Benitez with us tonight. Gio, thank you.
See, at the end, it winds up being not so bad. This is very normal. They do this stuff. Just this one was a little bit lower. Just all of that early, gosh, terrifying, horrible, wonderful. And by the way, if you want a contrast, CBS actually covered this last night as well. Here's Tony DeCoppo at the CBS Evening News.
Really exciting, Nicole. Thank you. Up next, what the Navy's Blue Angels just did in Florida that would make Goose and Maverick proud.
See, now that's the story that we would tell. Like, that's the version of this that locals would say is, you know, yes, give us a flyby. Let it happen.
The Navy's Blue Angels opened up the Pensacola Beach Air Show today down along the Panhandle in Florida and getting a pretty darn close look at the beach. One jet so low it created a wake in the ocean. Another buzzing a lifeguard tower as the crowd cheered on. One woman said in 10 years she's never seen them so close.
Yeah, I mean, okay. See, that was a much more neutral report. You could have done it that way. The wake in the ocean. It's possible. But the video they showed made it look like the regular waves coming in were caused by the number three jet making that over sand move. It's not how the water works. But anyway, so what do you make of it all? I am confident that the Blue Angels air show, practice today, the dress rehearsal tomorrow with the civilian acts, and then the regular show on Saturday. I have a high confidence that there will be no extra bits. There will be no flares. There will be no, surprise. Whoa! There will be a good show, all by the book. Everybody's going to be on their best behavior because mom and dad are watching, and which is a little bit sad because I think that I'm not, that's the way it's supposed to be. And by the way, to be honest, if we're going to do this right, you have to acknowledge that it could have been bad, right? It could have been, somebody got hit in the face with a chair that caused them to be bleeding and they were on the news. I mean, that could have been the story. Okay. There's a reason you have safety regulations. There's a reason you don't violate those rules. These rules exist for your safety and the safety of those around you. They're right. But at the same time, if I gave you the opportunity to go be at the beach yesterday morning when this was happening and to stand right at that spot underneath number three, would you go? We'd have a 250,000 people standing at that spot yesterday, right? Because, yes, just like the woman said, if I have to go, I want to go like that.
Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Well, the pattern would be full. 524 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Thinking about buying or selling a home? Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 as Wayne Peacock with the Peacock Group is the expert. Get expert advice on today's housing market, home values, financing trends, and what buyers and sellers need to know right now. It's local insight you can trust today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Wayne Peacock and the Peacock Group.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Praritz.
Digital marketing can be confusing, and with the security concerns and the internet, it might even be a little bit scary. But at ADX Digital, we use Double Verify. This means we only deliver ads to real people through trusted partners on secure websites and apps. No bots, no scams, no funny business. Actual people inside your target geography moved to action through effective planning and professional execution. That's ADX Digital.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
This program contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
Good morning, 527 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Great to have you with us this morning as we're looking forward to the Blue Angels. Practicing today at 2, tomorrow the full show, the practice, dress rehearsal, whatever you want to call it, will take place, and we will be carrying the Blue Angels from 2 to 2.40, is usually 2.45, something like that. So their narration will be on the air tomorrow. I don't think we have ever done that before. I think this is the first time we're doing that, so you get to hear Lieutenant Ronnie Haveza is the number 7 pilot. That's the narrator. Downey is his call sign, and he'll be calling the show, and you'll hear the regular music and all of that. So if you're anywhere on the beach or on your boat, tomorrow from 2 to 2.45, watching the show, you can listen to us and listen to the Blue Angels directly on over the air. And then Saturday, of course, the full show, the regular show, which is all the same things as Friday. It's just that it gets official status. And we will have the civilian acts all day long. So starting at 10:30 when they start, we will be carrying the narration for the entire show all the way up until the water break at about 1:40, and then the blues at 2 to 2:40. So we'll be carrying that for you. Of course, also traffic all day long. Let me give you the traffic report for tomorrow. You ready? The parking lot's closed and traffic is backed up. You can go ahead and play that every 15 minutes starting at 4 a.m. That's going to be the way it's going to be tomorrow or on Saturday. I will be out there at the beach. We're not doing the normal, what we've done for many years, where I'm interviewing Greg McWhorter for 2 hours. We had a lot of people say that what they really wanted to hear was the narration of the civilian acts. And they, is there any way to hear that when we're not right there at the, center at show center? And the answer is, well, we can do that. So we're trying a little bit different thing this year. I'll be out there at the tent, though, occasionally cutting in or doing whatever is necessary so you can come by and say hi to me. 437-1620, 437. 1620. The military, I want to take this seriously, but it is hard to take this seriously. Pete Hegseth announced yesterday that the Pentagon is now going to require anybody in the military over the age of 30 to be screened for testosterone deficiency. Look, it is something that happens to people, men who, I suppose they're not testing women. I mean, it does say everybody, but I'm guessing that we're not testing women on this, but okay. I'm authorizing a new screening program for testosterone deficiency for our service members, ensuring you have the right testosterone levels to operate at your absolute best. He says it's the title of the X video he did, that was the high T department. And then they're going to offer you therapy if you need it to make sure that you're all teed up for action. I just want to leave it right there.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump announced Iran allowed an American citizen wrongly detained to leave the country, calling it a gesture of goodwill by Iran on Truth Social, but strikes continue.
Iranian authorities claim to have struck U.S.-linked targets across the region in Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The United States military has itself completed another six-hour wave of strikes. Separately, the U.S. fired on and disabled an unladen oil tanker, which we're told was attempting to sail towards a blockaded Iranian port.
It's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Canadian wildfire smoke across the U.S.
Think Detroit, Pittsburgh, New York, Boston. This is taking you from Thursday all the way into Friday down towards D.C. Obviously, those winds can shift the wildfire smoke in pretty drastic ways, but do expect to see rounds of this smoke kind of moving across the mid-Atlantic.
Fox Weather's Adam Klotz. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it's 75 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We'll check in with Brooke Richardson, get our Channel 3 forecast in just a few minutes. NAS Pensacola is responding to the low Blue Angels flyover that sent hats, tents, and chairs flying at Pensacola Beach yesterday. The base says leadership is reviewing what happened and conducting a full safety review to make sure the maneuver met Navy and FAA standards. It happened during the Breakfast with the Blues event kicking off Air Show Week. Witnesses say they hadn't seen a pass fly quite that close before. Spectators said it was thrilling. A 35-year-old Pensacola man has died after his moped crashed with a motorcycle on Wednesday. Troopers say this happened at New Warrington Road and Twin Oaks Drive when the moped rider crossed the road without stopping for the motorcycle. He died at the scene. His 34-year-old passenger and the 37-year-old motorcycle rider also both suffered serious injuries and were taken to the hospital. FHP is still investigating that crash. Well, Milton could soon join Pensacola and Escambia County in passing its own ordinance to address camping and sleeping in public spaces. Police Chief Jennifer Frank introduced the idea to the city council this week.
The basic premise of this is a camping and public speaking ordinance. And I want to speak to that. This ordinance is about maintaining safe and clean public areas, whether it be sidewalks, parks. It creates a local environment where we have an enforcement action as our police and as our city to help make sure that people are safe and secure.
Pensacola passed a similar ordinance back in 2024, allowing fines and possible jail time for repeat offenders. Escambia County passed its own camping restrictions and then tightened them as recently as December. This was an introduction only in Milton. Of course, no vote was taken at the meeting on Tuesday. The item will now move to the city attorney's office for further review. Milton officials say they are looking for better ways to handle handicap parking during major downtown events after hearing complaints following the city's 4th of July celebration earlier this month. City staff say downtown parking is already extremely limited during big events, and while a temporary drop-off area was set up near the old courthouse this year, they say it just wasn't big enough to meet demand. Officials say they may need to look at remote parking lots and shuttle services in the future, similar to what's being used during the Blue Angels Air Show weekend on Pensacola Beach this week. Well, multiple people are in the hospital after a crash in Escambia County on Wednesday afternoon. That happened at about 4:45 near Lillian Highway and Miramar Drive. County officials say three children and one adult were taken to the hospital by ambulance. One other person was flown by helicopter. Deputies, EMS, and fire rescue, as well as FHP, all responded. No details have been released. It is 5:34. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at some hot weather today. Temperatures around 92 degrees for your high, 10% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a 10% chance of rain, high near 93. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of rain, high near 92. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First 21. Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
75 degrees, partly cloudy. Our next news at 6. And breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. SpaceX shares dropped below their IPO price of $135 yesterday, falling for a fourth straight day. Shares have been volatile since the Elon Musk rocket maker's historic June IPO. SpaceX quickly joined the NASDAQ 100 last week due to a rule change for newly public companies. TSMC recorded over 77% year-on-year profit jump and over 23% from the prior quarter. The company forecast third quarter revenue between roughly $44 and $46 billion. TSMC also said it will invest an additional $100 billion in Arizona to meet strong customer demand. Asian semiconductor stocks tumbled this morning as a sell-off in U.S. chipmakers spilled into the region, with SK Hynix continuing to see massive volatility since its U.S. listing last week. Shares of SK Hynix dropped 11.5%. Meanwhile, domestic rival Samsung Electronics lowered by more than 8%. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Brody with ICEA Optical Outfitters and Boutique. Join me on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. With over a decade of experience as an optician, I bring the eyewear selection process to you. Have your prescription ready and ICEA Optical Outfitters and Boutique will take it from there. That's today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Good morning, 5:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, had a good chance to talk with Mayor D.C. Reeves right ahead of the Blue Angels flying, and this segment is always brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy, Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Blue Angels flying around, breakfast with the Blues going on, all kinds of things in our area, and, of course, the Blue Angels weekend coming up. Joining us now by phone, we have Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, it's one of those great times to be a Pensacolian, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Excited for this week. And, we're kind of the secondary item this week, of course, everything happening out at the beach. But always a great week growing up here and certainly in this job. So excited to get out there this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful time. We've got a lot of things to talk about. One, I didn't know if you had anything to contribute on the shooting from July 5th, early morning shooting. There was video released yesterday. Probably say this tomorrow when I'm talking to PPD, but I watch these videos and I'm amazed that the police managed to learn as much as they learned, because I watch them. I'm like, I don't know what just happened. And I watched it 5 times, but I'm glad we have video. It helps solve these cases and it helps make the prosecutions after we make the arrest. So I appreciate that. Anything to update us on?
No, I mean, other than I just want our citizens to know that, you have a relentless department and investigators, and the work continues, updates night and day. We're not done yet bringing people to justice. I certainly know that. But this isn't a 3-day thing and then we're on to something else. We have an awesome police department that's continuing to work around the clock to ensure that we send the message that this doesn't happen here. And when it does, this is going to be brought to justice quickly. So I'm just appreciative of our police department. And I certainly want our citizens to know how hard they're working.
And I assume we're going to get an update this morning at the press conference at 10 a.m. from Chief.
We will. That's okay. Right. At 10 o'clock.
Perfect. Yep. I learned a little bit of that perspective several years ago. I remember talking to Tommy when he was the chief about Tommy Leiter, about how, unsolved homicides never go away, and they come back to them again and again and again, even decades later, that's just a passion and relentless pursuit of those things. I'm not saying this falls in that category, but when people die through crime, that is something that the police and our sheriffs take extraordinarily seriously and diligently. I wanted to ask you, I don't know if there's an update to be had, but haven't heard much about the project down Community Maritime Park and the Hard Rock Reverb. They had asked for, last I remember, they had asked for an E-date, which almost everybody asks. You had made the case that maybe they shouldn't get one, or persuade me that they deserve one, because, I don't know that we need to give one in this case. Do we know, as any update?
Yeah, I just had a meeting with the entire development team yesterday, and you've got word that the application is for the ARA, which is the request for payment, is being pulled and projects moving ahead, which is great news for the city in terms of, it's a $300+ million project. And with that comes, a lot of times development gets vilified in some circles. It's a extremely risky project when you start taking on something of this size and scale, especially when it's unprecedented in a community, right? It hasn't been proven. You're kind of the first to the post, so to speak. So I'm appreciative of this group's investment. These are people that care about having a good product in our city. But I appreciate them, respecting the idea that this is not the opportune time right now in the season of conversations around property tax. So they understand that as well. And so, I'm excited the project's moving ahead and that'll help build our tax base, and look forward to working with them in these next couple of years as we get to see it come to fruition.
Okay, this is the super nerdiest question I may have ever asked you. But as I recall, a portion of this project would involve condos of people living in the facility, and would those then get the homestead exemption? You brought up the issue of, income constrained and what might happen if the amendment passes.
Right.
I wouldn't think that's a substantial chunk of the tax bill that they would owe, but am I right that that'd be at least some portion of it?
Yes, that's right. That's part of the tax bill would be any for sale condos. But what you don't know is how many of those would be second homes versus homesteads, right? That would be pretty unpredictable. But I will qualify, of course, they will be still applying for the live local tax abatement, which, of course, that we're preempted by the state on. And I support. I mean, that's for affordable apartment, affordable
Got
rental.
It.
So that is still part of the project. So as this moves forward, you might hear something about an abatement. It would be around, the live local state preemption.
Okay, no, and good distinction as well. And I know it's probably not the biggest portion of this puzzle, but as you got me thinking about the property tax, I'm like, wait, I know something about that. That's going to affect us. And yeah, as you said,
right.
In an environment where property taxes may be dramatically affected and city and county revenue are going to be dramatically affected, maybe, maybe now is not the time to be begging for a tax abatement for anybody
That's
who's
right.
doing a development. So what's the next step? Where are we at in the timeline?
Yeah, so I believe what you'll see is right after the baseball season, you'll start to see some things happening over there in terms of temporary parking lots and things like that. You won't see vertical, construction for the buildings or anything yet. But permits are being applied for and issued. The lease reads that construction has to begin 45 days after all of the permits are pulled, but you'll start to see some activity now. So long story short, I think you'll start to see some activity this fall, and then we'll be able to get a more firm timeline when you'll start to actually see some of that vertical construction going up, which will be, of course, at some point in 2027.
Oh, so, I mean, we're at that point where this is a yes, let's go. I mean, we're on the clock.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got ground leases in place. Again, I think financing's in place according to the group, and we're moving ahead.
So, wow! I mean, there's no more
for that, and
it's just permitting. There's no more city council approval.
It'll be the largest.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I would say it'll be the largest mixed-use investment in the history of the city that we can find. So, not doesn't count Baptist Hospital, things like that, but in terms of a mixed-use commercial hotel condo development, it would be the largest.
You'll have to forgive my stunned response because I have gotten myself into the Pensacolian habit after 13 years of just thinking that nothing is a done deal until I see it, And so whenever, no matter how good a project sounds, until I see actual construction taking place, it's a maybe. That's just kind of, this had been a maybe for me for so long that I had, it's hard to hear that it's a yes. So I'm excited. That's fantastic. Hang on for just, go ahead. What were you gonna say? Sorry.
No, absolutely. We're excited to see it happen and more to come.
Man, you talked yesterday, not you, but at the CRA meeting on Monday, we got an update on the Baptist demolition. It sounds like, things are really coming along. He didn't quite want to promise the end of the towers by the end of the year, but he said that maybe by December is when we'd start to see the end of everything.
Yeah, that's right. So towers 1, 2, and 3, to the north of the main campus, the main building. That's what's starting to be pulled down now. Just actually met with some surrounding neighbors and they were very complimentary of you hear demolition, you wonder if you're going to be, your house is going to be rattling if you're nearby and that type of thing, that it's been, a pleasant surprise that it's been, obviously you can hear it, but not as bad. So that's a good thing. We don't want to have any negative neighborhood impacts. They're moving along diligently on those three towers. If you go by there now, you start to see see them getting pulled down. So full steam ahead. And I think all of the abatement will be done. I think it's 95% complete on abatement, something like that. So
yeah, by the end of the month,
materials. Yeah. That need to be out of there. And so they're just kind of on the finishing touches of that.
And we're still the next step after it's been turned into a park. Essentially a green space, the building's gone. The next step of development is in the very earliest phases where I cannot remember what happened at the city council meeting. Did we make a decision to actually move ahead or are we still waiting? We don't have a contractor, supervisor, overseer yet, right?
Right. I mean, ultimately after the Bayou District situation,
right,
which was certainly disappointing in how that played out and how many of those, many of the issues that quote unquote arose were intentionally misleading. To council members, I went to Councilman Wiggins and said, hey, this is what we brought. Certainly want to assist you, and Cliff Collins in my office and Glarian have been working diligently on coming back with something. Ultimately, what we're coming back with is pretty much the exact same RFP, unfortunately, with just another 9 months that we didn't get community engagement. But we are where we are, and so Councilman Wiggins will be bringing that forward at sometime soon. It might be the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
But, going through the RFP process for community engagement. So that was intentionally caused confusion last time was as if the city was selling the property or that by just was going to be the developer.
Right.
It's the exact same thing. What we're saying is we're hiring somebody at the city of Pensacola to help us engage the community to ensure that we get into the details of what they want to see on those 38 acres. So it's really kind of round two, so to speak, take two, however you want to say it. So I'm as urgent of wanting to get that going because, every day that goes by is another day it's going to take us to have a plan for the 38 acres.
Confederate monument, the cenotaph, the bottom portion is going in or has gone in. I think I saw photos of it actually being put in at the cemetery. And then the obelisk slash statue, Rob Overton, UWF Historic Trust, says maybe some kind of a, at a different location, some kind of a historical educational comment, thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, certainly, on any topic, any time, I think, you know, the community stepping up to say, hey, city, you know, here's an idea and it's something that we want to do. I would say, you know, politicians are in the problems business and that's what we sign up for. And I like people who come to us that are in the solutions business. And so, St. John's reaching out to us and saying, hey, is this something that you'd be okay with? I think, you know, it's a net good thing and probably as appropriate of a location as you can have versus putting something back in a city park and, you know, and everything that would come with that. And so so I appreciate them taking that on, UWF, having these conversations. I think that's the most reasonable outcome.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that it'll be somewhere that people can see it, they can learn about it, study it, whatever the case may be. Hey, weird question. You may not know the answer to this, but I always thought that the steps on the east side of Palafox leading from the Baptist, the church up to from the parking lot up to the street with the Confederate States with them in the order of secession. I always thought that was a very interesting piece. Do you know if the state's portion of the steps that had been removed, have those been preserved anywhere? Are those available for display or relocation?
Honestly, I heard you mention that yesterday and I take maybe a lack of self-awareness pride in knowing everything geographically about the city.
Yeah.
And that was the first I'd heard of that, actually.
Oh.
You trumped me on that one. Of course, that means the answer is I don't know.
Okay.
But we can look into that.
I think Adrian probably would know something like that because she knows everything that any of us
exactly.
don't know. No, but it's – and they may have been destroyed in the removing. I mean, I'm well aware that it's probably sure. hard to remove those without damaging them. But that's – to me, that was also an interesting part of that display, and I would, you know, love to see that being included in whatever UWF Historic Trust winds up doing with the thing in the end.
Yep.
Very quickly, maybe we don't have enough time to do this right now. You know what? I'm going to – better judgment is to know when I don't have time. I wanted to talk to you about Wayside Park. We can talk about it next week, which, by the way, the plan is next week to do a town hall. We're going to do a radio town hall.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be in there hanging out with you next Wednesday.
Outstanding. I think we have yet to decide whether it's going to be 7 to 8 or 7:30 to 8:30, but I guess 7 to 8 we've done in the – anyway, we'll figure it out. But next week you'll have a chance to ask the mayor any questions that you want, like we've done periodically in the past. We always like to end with the lightning round, you know, the frivolous topic kinds of questions. I don't know if you have an answer to this one or not. Are there any celebrity doppelgangers that confuse you? Like you sometimes get this person confused for that person?
Ooh, man, that's a big one. I thought you were going to ask what do I get when people, when I'm out on the street.
Oh,
but,
okay. All right. No, that's a good rephrase. What celebrity doppelganger do you get for you?
I get two overwhelming, which is either J.D. Vance or if it's somebody younger, is like Michael Bublé. I get one of those two.
That's great. All right. So well, you know,
there's like a photo of me talking at a thing with like my mouth open. You know, somebody sends it to me, you know, looking like I'm singing or something. You know?
That's funny. But, well, I mean, look on the bright side. I get David Spade, so count your wins. if you are eating a hot dog, what's the most interesting way you've ever had a hot dog? What's the most interesting preparation, wrapper, fixings, whatever the case may be?
I'm just a traditional guy. I can't, you know, I haven't put it in a spinach wrap or anything, if that's what you're saying. You know what I did enjoy for the first time? When I went to a Red Sox game, I had the Fenway Frank that's in like the piece of white bread bun.
Okay.
Know? I was inordinately excited for that when I was 20 years old, when I went to my first Red Sox game.
The kind of thing that when you grab it, just squishes up against the hot dog?
Yeah, like the bun is actually made like a piece of white bread. You know,
I got you.
Like a folded piece of white bread, yeah.
Last one, how do you open a straw?
If there's enough paper on the end, I will attempt the traditional rip, but if not, it's a bite.
A bite?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Toothpaste removal. We didn't even have that one yesterday. I like that. Mayor D.C. Reeves, always good to talk to you, sir. We look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week, especially for that hour-long town hall on the radio that we're going to do. Thank you so much for the time, as always.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Andrew.
Absolutely. And by the way, that next, I was talking to D.C. afterwards yesterday, and we'll do that from 7:30 to 8:30 next Wednesday. So just if you're wondering, because we kind of talked about which hour it would be. The idea is that people are used to listening to D.C. at 7:30, and so, you know, we'll start there and then just go a half hour into the 8 o'clock hour with that as well. He'll take whatever calls, whatever texts, whatever questions that you have on any topic. And, you know, what's always fascinating about doing those is it's a reminder to me that the things you want to know are often not the same thing that I or he or anybody thinks is like the most pressing question to cover in an interview, which is why we like to do it, because you get your questions answered exactly on the topics that you're interested in. 5:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Chris Roney, owner of Aeson Locks. I started Aeson Locks in Pensacola almost 30 years ago with a straightforward idea: to be the locksmith you'd want to call in a crisis. We'll always answer your call. Quote, honest, upfront prices, and do the job right. For locks and security rekeying at home or business, to new key fobs, Aeson Locks does it all. Licensed, bonded, insured. Available 24/7, 365. Aeson Locks. Find out more. Google Aeson Locks or visit aesonlocks.com.
Hurricane season is here. Is your home protected? At StormTech Shutter Systems, they provide custom hurricane protection built for the Gulf Coast, including roll-down shutters, accordion shutters, Bahama shutters, storm panels, and storm fabric systems. Their professionally installed products are built to code and designed to protect what matters most. Financing options are available to help make protecting your home easy. Don't wait until the next storm is on the radar. Call today for your free estimate. StormTech Shutter Systems. Protection you can trust when it matters most.
This July, America celebrates 250 years of freedom, and at Gems Firearms, they're proud to celebrate the values that make this country strong: freedom, responsibility, community. It's Brent Lane for Gems Firearms. Every customer matters, whether you're purchasing your first firearm or adding to a lifetime collection. Their experienced team is there to answer your questions, earn your trust, and help you make the right choice. Gems Firearms, backed by more than 35 years of family tradition, at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, or at gemsfirearms.net.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board, District 3.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Trump. Could be nothing. Could be the stench of unfathomable evil.
Babeless Park, you may have noticed the city staff's been tidying up brush and overgrowth around the area and the parking lot at Babeless Park. We should be under contract with HDR for site surveying, a further detailed structural assessment, and some geotechnical work within the next 2 weeks there. Once the contract is finalized, HDR will mobilize to conduct a detailed structural assessment of the boardwalk and the related infrastructure. And again, that work should begin around August 1st.
So you may see people being active around Bay Bluffs Park. That doesn't mean anything is going to be happening, changing right away. It's studying, it's assessing, it's looking at options. It's going to be a while before you're officially able to do anything over there. But it's good to know that the project is advancing. As you may remember, the, almost 4 years ago. I mean, it was under D.C., but it was not long after he had taken office that his administration closed Bay Bluffs Park because the boardwalk was unsafe, which is super unfortunate because it's such a great area to go on and hike up and down and, You know, I used to go on there with Ocean Hour all the time and clean up at the beach. And it was, I mean, just a wonderful little park. And, you know, as many of you know. And then down by the water access and all that, you know, crossing the tracks. I mean, nobody ever actually crosses the tracks. We don't want to say that on the air. Everybody does. just like up at Chimney Park, right? You know, everybody goes across the tracks. Because, you know, whatever. That's just how you do. Anyway, so eventually we'll have something back. Do not expect it to be what it was. But finding out which portions of that boardwalk might be rehabbed, restored, or preserved, that's going to be part of the investigation.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNR.